There's a push in the Washington legislature to reduce the amount of carbon that comes out of our tailpipes. Backers say it's necessary to combat climate change. But for Washington businesses, it's a tale of those who use fuel and those who make it. Northwest Public Broadcasting's Courtney Flatt has more.
A truck brakes as it pulls off the highway on the outskirts of Kennewick, Washington. It's one of many trucks that have driven back and forth down this well-traveled road, where Robert Thompson has run Vintner's Logistics for 12 years.
This is all latest and greatest technology.
The company stores and transports wine from Washington wine country all along the West Coast.
We're truly from vineyard to table for the wine industry.
Fuel is a major expense, Thompson says. The company has about 20 trucks and 40 trailers. He's worried lawmakers' efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions could cost him a lot.
We manage things very tightly. We have real-time data, so I can tell you exactly what each truck is getting fuel mileage right then and there.
Washington lawmakers are developing a low-carbon fuel standard. The rule would limit the amount of carbon coming out of tailpipes. Here's how the bill works. First, take the amount of carbon from all the cars and trucks in Washington back in 2017. Now fast forward to 2035. By then, all of Washington's tailpipe carbon emissions would have to be 20% lower than they were 2 years ago. Thompson says he's already worked hard to make his trucks more environmentally friendly. Super efficient engines, specially rated tires, updated emissions control systems. That's why he says a low carbon fuel standard isn't necessary.
We basically talk within the industry that the exhaust coming out of the truck is actually cleaner than the air that went into it.
But reducing air toxics isn't the primary goal behind clean fuel standards like the one being pushed in Washington. It's about reducing the carbon dioxide from gasoline and diesel-burning engines that contribute to climate change. That's causing reduced snowpack, increasingly severe wildfires, and higher sea levels. Stu Clark is the Air Quality Program Manager at the Washington Department of Ecology. He says transportation is the biggest source of heat-trapping greenhouse gas emissions in the state.
Transportation is a little under 45% of the total for greenhouse gas emissions, so you really have to address it if you're going to make any substantive difference.
If the low-carbon fuel standard becomes law, Washington would be the last state or province along the West Coast to implement a fuel standard. California, British Columbia, and Oregon all have clean fuel standards in place. Oregon started its clean fuels program about 3 years ago. It's already begun to see carbon emissions drop off. Corianne Wind is Oregon's clean fuels program manager for the State Department of Environmental Quality. She says the entire West Coast would benefit if her neighbor to the north would adopt a similar policy.
Transportation fuels is a regional commodity. You know, to have all of the states participate, I think, is important for the market, as well as the producers and the providers of the lower carbon fuels.
One of those producers is the biggest biorefinery on the West Coast, on the banks of Grace Harbor in Washington. Machines whir throughout the plant.
So this is the front end of the process. This is where we make the biodiesel.
Right now, 90% of the biodiesel produced at REG Grace Harbor is shipped to Oregon and British Columbia. Aaron Leatherman is the plant manager. He says with this new law, that could all change.
Not only would it allow us to keep more of the fuel that we produce here in the state, it would allow us to grow that production in the state.
Leatherman walks through the biorefinery he helped build 12 years ago.
This is Leatherman?
Yeah, this is. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that name, but whatever.
The biorefinery produces about 300,000 gallons of biodiesel each day, primarily from canola feedstock. Leatherman says this bill could allow his company to expand, build more offices, more fuel storage. It could help the facility upgrade its pretreatment process to allow it to use a lower carbon intensity of the canola it processes. That would improve greenhouse gas emissions at the plant.
Got to keep moving forward. We've got a lot of work to do. It's awesome to think that with a lot of hard work, you can actually change the world.
That's the hope of the bill's sponsors. The bill has passed the State House and is now in a Senate committee. I'm Courtney Flatt in Grays Harbor County.